He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live in 167.75% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 657. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all my email. Now, if you're watching this today, Thursday, I am taking off for the Caribbean to do some video and photography. Looking forward to that. I'm supposed to go to Dominica. I doubt we're going to get there because of the troubles in Haiti, but we shall see. In any event, I will try to give you some live clips, definitely on Instagram and on our Facebook page. If you want to follow me there, it's simple. It's just at Gadget Professor, and we would love to have you there. Don't worry, the shows will continue, and again, I'm going to try to bring you a live show. I've tried this 100 times and never been able to succeed in doing it for a variety of reasons, but I have two new little cameras that I'm going to be bringing with me. More about that next week or the week after, I'm not sure. So today we have an interesting gadget for you. It is called, very simply, it's a portable flash drive. It looks like a stick, no big deal there. It's typically called a photo stick. So let's take a look at that right now. Here it is up on Amazon. It's called PhotoStick USB flash drive. This particular unit happens to be 512 gigabyte. It's made by Aurora, I don't know what it's called, 4-in-1 3.0 high speed thumb drive memory stick, portable mini jump drive, storage for smartphone, laptop, PC, pretty much whatever you want. I use this primarily for my iPhone and iPad and or Android system. What it is, as you could see here in the photograph, it is a four connector, if you will, device that inside here, there's a 512 gigabyte memory strip. You can't see it, but it's in there. And the beauty of this is that it's interchangeable, so you can use the USB-A, you can use a USB-C, you can use the micro adapter for Android operating system, and it does, you can't see it here, but it does come with the ability to plug it into the iOS or the iPhone. So it's a very handy device. Why would you want it? Well, this one's pretty neat in the sense that this device will allow you to store your photos and your videos directly onto this particular drive and bypass the phone if you so desire. Why would you want to do that? Well, maybe your phone is full. Maybe you just want to quickly take these in a disk and give it to someone or upload it or whatever the case may be. This will facilitate that. I use it really to put videos on, even YouTube videos on that I want to watch when I'm flying or have some downtime. I don't have to take storage up on my phone. I literally plug this into my iPad, iPhone, or Android tablet and just click on the movies or the information that I want to view, and it's right there. It's portable. I can put photos on it, music, notes, games, movies, files, whatever you want, up to 512 gigabyte. So very handy for sure, fairly inexpensive. Does not cost that much. Here it shows you can put all kinds of movies on it. I have to laugh because any storage drive will allow you to put any kind of file on it anyway, but for advertising purposes, there you go. Now you can see it says 512 gigabyte right there, so you know what the capacity is. And there's a coupon right now for $4. This is 35 hours minus four, $31. You use this once or twice, you'll literally get your money back. 4.8 stars out of five, which is pretty good. And it gives you a long explanation of what it does. So let's take a look at this up close and in person, and we'll unpack this device. So here it is, nothing fancy about this. You have to use an app to operate this, and we'll talk about that in a second. That right there is the QR code that you would use to scan in on your phone or pad or whatever it may be. Again, compatible with Android, actually Linux too, and iOS. So when we open this up, it's going to pull out, don't forget your little manual here. That is important, or you're going to be having some problems. This app is called Coodisk, not cool, Coodisk, C-O-O disk, user manual. Right there, is, as I said, is the QR code, and it gives you a fairly simple instruction sheet as to how to operate it for the first time. What's nice about this particular device is that you have the ability to lock this with the security code, so that's pretty nice. So it just pops out of that like so. And here's the device. It does have nice plastic protector caps over it. It does have a little hole here to put a strap on if you so desire, and you can do that. But as I mentioned, here's the iOS connector. Right here is the connector for the Android, USB 3, and also the C port. Very nice, very handy. It does feel plasticky, there's no question about it. There's two screws here. Inside of this is the electronics. Trust me, you don't want to take this apart. And you will lose these plastic protector caps, I promise you that. But in any event, this is the device, pretty simple. You can put this in your pocket and literally have no problem with that at all. And it's a quite handy device, real tiny, real small, as you can see here. And it works great, and it's dustproof. It's water resistant, so if you dunk this in the water, that's not going to help you too much for sure. You will have some problems with that, so be careful with it, and you should be fine. Very handy device. I know you will like it, and again, at $31, it's pretty affordable. I have several of these little things, and the reason I have several is because I have different files on different things, and I lose them, I loan them out, but this is okay. I don't have any problems with this one. Again, 512 gigabyte is a hefty size, so check it out. I think you'll like it if you get one, and let me know how you do with it. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. Let's see what we got here today. There we go. Ah, yes. Our first app of the day is for the iOS operating system. Actually, this is available for both systems, Android too. This is a very nice app. It's called Beautiful Bullet Journal. I love journals. I tell you about that all the time. I've been journaling for about 10 years now, and I got to tell you, I will on occasion go back 10 years ago and see where my head was at, what I was doing, and boy, it gives you some really good insight as to how your mind works and how life works. So journaling's good. This is a free journal. I use the one called Day One. Love it, love it, love it. Costs money for that, but this one's totally free. And it's very nice. You can add notes, events, to-do lists, anniversaries, things like that. You can also create your own bullet library, which I like about this. It makes it real fast to do things. You know, when you're journaling, it's for you. It's not for other people. It's for you. And you can put whatever you want on it. This also allows you to doodle on it, which doesn't work for me because I can't draw a straight line with the ruler. Never was able to. And probably everybody in my family has some creative artistic ability when it comes to drawing. My mother was really good at it. My grandkids are insanely talented with that. Not me. All right. Our next app of the day is called Ambience by Fabulous. Fabulous. Yes, Fabulous. iOS operating system. I think it's available also on the Android. This is a pretty cool app. And if you've never tried one of these, this may be the first one to try. Now, what is it? Essentially, it's a noise generator. This will relax you, calm you down, focus you. It will give you all kinds of, I don't want to say sound effects, but ambient sounds, kind of sort of like birds chirping or water running in an open stream, things that are designed to relax and chill you out. And there's all kinds of things. That's someone banging around there in the studio. I don't know if you can hear that. Rain on the tin roof, things that will chill you out, and it promotes better sleep. It's a really nice app. It's really free, and if you haven't tried one, this is the one to try. It's quite nice, really, and you can't beat the price for sure. All right, our next app is called Photo to PFD. PDF Scanner. Real nice one. There's a bunch of them out there. This one's outstanding because it will not only allow you to scan in the document. This one, unlike a lot of others, allow you to fill in your name, your rank, your serial number, and you can create fillable PDF forms from this. That's highly unusual for an app for your phone. Highly unusual. And if they do exist, which they do, they're going to cost you a pretty penny. This one's free. So you can create your own documents. You can export it to a PDF, a JPEG, or a text file. This is kind of neat. You can convert photo to text, which is rare, again, in these types of apps. And you're able also to mark up the PDF and create new PDF documents, e-sign on the go. This is an excellent, excellent app. I think at one time, this particular app, I believe, was $20. Now, you're going to have in-app purchases with these things, but this free offer right now will certainly get you in and allow you to do the basics, and that's up to you if you like it and you want to get the higher, the more involved apps, the more involved functionality with this app, then you know, you can pay for it, and it's not that expensive. This is very good, and I've loaded it up. I've tried it out. I'm impressed with it. I guess 4.7 stars, 115 reviews. That's pretty good. All right. Our next one comes from a giveaway of the day. If you watch The Gadget Professor when it comes out, this, it already expired. It was free this morning. It's $35 now. Let's see if it's still available. I'm going to click on there. And no, it is not. Let me go back and see if we can get into it a different way. I'm sorry about that. That happens. Now it's just a trial version. Oh, well, that's what happens. Let us continue. This is live, this show, so you know, I'm not going to go edit that out. This page is a killer page. I stumbled on it. I just got it emailed to me and said, hey, check this out. Wow. These are travel apps for your phone, for your iPhone. iPhone? No. For your iWatch. It's one of those days, D-A-Z-E days. This is great. This has a bunch of apps, and I've loaded four or five of them up already that work primarily, well, exclusively, actually, on your Apple Watch. Uber, TripIt, Speak to Translate, that's a killer app. You know, wherever you go, people don't speak English. You put this on, and it's going to translate for you. I need that. And these are all free. So nice, nice, nice. There's a whole page of them. So this is located at watchware.com, watchware.com. You'll find a bunch of stuff on there, and let me know if you find something that you like and you use. Our last app of the day is really an insane app. It's a fun app. It's a goofy app. If you don't like it, your kids or grandkids will love it. And also, it's a great app to put on your kids' phones if they have kids, so it could drive them nuts instead of you. You know, it's like kind of buying your grandkids a drum set, or your nephews or nieces a drum set or a saxophone or a real loud guitar amplifier. This is one of those apps. But it's a fun app. It gives you all kinds of sound effects, literally hundreds of them. This is the second edition, and there's just all kinds of crazy things on there. It's fun to have. Your kids will love this thing, and I promise you, if they're bored, this will amuse them and drive you insane, absolutely insane. So that, folks, is going to pack it up for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I will be back next Thursday with a new show. If it's not, quote, a formal show, it will be something that's on one of in the Dominica, or I think I have to go to Turks and Caicos. I don't know where I'm going. Three places where I'm doing a photo shoot with some video, audio, and photos. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully everything goes smoothly, and I'm going to try my darndest to get even if it's a couple clips off from where I at, from where I'm at. It should be fun. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.